Ki yehu ish ben Sorer u'mora, the Torah and Parshas Kisete. Chaf Aleph Yudches talks about the Parsha of ben Sorer u'mora, the rebellious, wayward and rebellious son. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes into all the details, or many of the details on it. So it says, basically, a ben Sorer u'mora, a rebellious child who, number one, he's not even bar mitzvah yet. He steals from his parents. He goes by his meat and wine, drugs, etc. And he doesn't listen. So the parents bring him to the Beis Din. And Urgamol Kohan She'iro, when he's stoned and killed. So a very difficult and mysterious parsha to understand. Number one is, he's not a bar mitzvah boy, so number one is he shouldn't. Since when do we punish ketanim? They're not chayiv in onshin. And since when are you chayiv mitha for theft, for geneva? So what exactly is going on here? And as well, in fact, there's a whole debate in the Gemara on whether it even have a. Whether it happened or not. Some claim, that the ben Sorer u'mora is drush v'kabel schar. It's like, ir hanidakas, it never happened. And the other man number says, what are you talking about? I was in the cemetery, and I saw, I don't know if they had monuments then, or how he knew, but he said he was there next to a cemetery of a ben Sorer u'mora, so it did happen. So either way, so what's the chiddush of a ben Sorer u'mora? As the Gemara tells us, nidon al shem sofo. Everyone's into preventive medicine today. The Rambam, taking care of yourself. So here, nidon al shem sofo is we want to kill him now in order to make sure that he doesn't go into a much worse. We kill him now while he's just stealing before he ends up murdering and doing all these other terrible things. Before he becomes an addict and becomes a murderer, etc. As the Gemara says, Yamos Zakai Val Yamos Chaya. We rather him die a saint. As in fact, there are some fundamentalists in other religions who claim that they, unfortunately, those people kill with their kids with the same concept. I want my kid to die a saint. I want my kid Yomus Zakayev, Yal Yomus Chayev, I want him to die in a state of purity as opposed to growing up and being a sinner. So of course in our religion, I mean, Ben Sorer u'mora is a chiddush number one, but that's only because God's telling us. We don't have a right to make a decision on who should be Yomus Zakayev and Nidon al Shem Sofo. It's only a decision made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the famous parsha of Ben Sorer u'mora, Nidon al Shem Sofo. However, this seems to go against another famous principle we have in Judaism. And it's the famous story with Avram Avinu, with Hagar and Yishmael. And whatever Sarah felt, Yishmael was a bad influence, they sent him out. And then the Torah says, Bashir Husham, Yishmael is dying of thirst, and Hagar is praying for Rachamim. So the Torah says, Bashir Husham. So what does it mean, Bashir Husham? It seems to be extra. You hear the cry, but where you are, you're going to hear it where it's not. So what exactly does it mean? So that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Midrashim Chazal tell us that when Yishmael was dying of thirst and Hagar was praying for Rachamim, so the Malachim came down and said, what are you talking about? Don't have Rachamim on Yishmael. His descendants are going to treat the Jewish people terribly, mistreat them, oppress them, murder them. Don't answer her tefillah. Let Yishmael die. And therefore, the descendants can't come and harm the Jewish people. So, God answers, no, Bashir Husham. I only look at the present. I don't look into the future. I'm not going to punish Ishmael on something that's going to happen in the future. So there seems to be an apparent contradiction between the parasha ben Sorer u'moreh, which works with the principle Nidon al Shem Sofo, that we punish him now because of a future event that might happen or will happen, versus the principle Bashir Husham, which tells me, no, we only care about what's happening now. I don't care what's going to happen in the future. In fact, that's what the Rashbam, the Rishonim, ask in Rosh Hashanah. We know, as we have the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun. So, because I want to know, what's the double language? Hashem Hashem. God heard us the first time. What would they say? God Kel Rachum Why Hashem Hashem. So, the Gemara tells us that just like he's Rachum, just like he's Rachum after we sin, so too he's Rachum, he has mercy before we sin. So we show him to ask, like, what do you mean? What do you need Rachum in before he sinned? Bashir Husham. Like, I didn't do anything wrong yet, so like, what do you mean? So the Rush answers, no, the Chiddush is Hashem before the sin is, even though God knows you will sin. Nevertheless, I'm not going to judge on what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, 5 days from now, 5 weeks from now. Even though you're going to sin later, I'm going to forgive you now, or I'm going to judge you now based on the facts on the ground. Bashir Husham. So that's the Kasha. So we have on one hand, as the Rush writes, Hashem Hashem Kiel Rachum Machanun. It's like Bashir Husham. Basically, we only judge people right now. So how does it fit in with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Parash in the Torah, Ben Sorer Morer, that would need don't have shame so far? So the Marsha answers as follows. He says that there's a big difference between a Ben Sorer Morer, which we need on our shame sofo, and Yishma, what we say about Bashir Husham. What's the difference? So he says, because in the case of the Ben Sorer, he already started on his path. He didn't murder anyone yet, but he already did the stealing, the meat and wine, the addictive behavior. So based on stats, that's where he's heading up. So therefore, that already we could talk about Nidon Hashem Sofo. But Yishmael, he didn't do anything yet. He might have been a bad influence on Avram, but he didn't do anything in terms of causing, oppressing anything. He didn't do anything now that would lead to think that he was going to oppress and kill the Jewish people. So therefore, we say Bashir Husham, when right now you're still innocent. So too, to answer up the Rush as well, Bashir Husham is right now, even though you're going to sin later, but God judges you right now. So that seems to be the Marsha, unless of course the Kasha on the Marsha, maybe you already showed that you aren't going to, but nevertheless, the Marsha is really answering the difference between Yishmael and Ben Sorer Morer. We can see we are the Rush is proud of Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum fits in. But assuming a person's innocent now, he's going to sin later, so therefore, that would fit into number one. Number two is a totally different Mahalach, the Marsha says, is, no, the difference between Yishmael, even if you already showed that you were going to sin, that's not the issue. The issue is in the case of the Ben Sorer Morer, is he's going to end up doing Nidon Hashem Sofo now because we want him to be Yom HaZakai. But Yishmael, the reason why he's Bashir Husham is because he's not doing anything. It's his descendants are going to go out and do something. In fact, there was a famous famous discussion in different theology books and etc., or different cases where, let's say, a person knows, which we never do know, but it's a philosophical discussion, is let's say this is a baby, a little child, and you find out that's going to be Stalin, Osama bin Laden, Hitler. You could pick the wicked person you think belongs in the picture. And let's say some mass murderer, someone who's going to kill millions of people, who represents evil. So in theory, in practice, we wouldn't be able to because we don't know. But in theory, would you be able to kill the person now? Yamazakai. You want him to die, Zakai Yamaskayev. So according to answer number one in the Marashua, so yeah, at this point the baby didn't do anything, he's totally innocent. According to the second shot, so maybe not so innocent, because since he's gonna end up doing it as opposed to Yishmael, where his descendants did. That's only a theoretical. We never would do this on our own. Who are us to decide whose blood is redder? Who says my blood's redder than someone else's? Who determines whose life is worth living? Unless we have a command. That's why Etzel Sam explained as well. Mechiyas Amalek. That's the issue with Mechiyas Amalek. You're killing innocent people at first. It's a very difficult thing to understand, especially Western society. But one aspect of it is that Yamazaka is, you want to kill them now before they turn into the next Hitler. So that'd be, so when the Torah tells me I could do it, second Avi Bizman Azeh, obviously you can't do it. You don't have to, either because you don't have to spend your life in jail, we might not know who Amalek is, different reasons why, but we don't have a mitzvah per se of Mechiyah, but that's the concept. The comment is, Yamazaka, and so therefore, those are the two answers of the Marsha to reconcile by Shia Husham and Nido and Al-Shem Sofo. So we said it's either number one is because Yishmael didn't show any signs of rishis yet, well, the Ben Tomura did. Or A2 is, it wasn't Yishmael who was going to do it, it was his descendants. In fact, I think there's a Mizrahi as well, who talks about, goes into the difference between Yishmael. It says Yishmael did tshuva, the discussion about Yishmael doing tshuva, but it says by a Ben Tzore Rumorer, I think the Lashon HaTorah is the Eino Shomea. Eino shamea beko aviv beko imo. In other words, they point out he lost the koach hashamia. The Gemara talks about a makama, but you have to pay if you cause someone, because if you lose the koach hashamia, so you can't internalize the message. So the ben tzoro morer stop listening. So if it's eino shamea, there's no chance of tshuva. It's over. So therefore yamazakai. But someone, you could be a big Russia, but as long as you still Shomeya, so then, maybe there's chances of doing tshuva. So that's how some, I think that's how the Mizrahi wants to give another answer in terms of how you reconcile Bashir Husham with Nidon Al-Shem Sofo.